Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Moyer Katan Daf Yud, and we are at the very top line of Daf Yonamad Alf by the words Hahed Yo Tofer Kedako, Agut Devach, Tzvika, Reb Mordechai, Reuben, Reb Zalman, and David Yoshua. And Dr. Joe in advance as soon as he comes on. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Hahed Yo Tofer Kedako. Someone who's not an Uman, if he's not a craftsman, he's allowed to sew normally. Because a craftsman is not allowed to sew on Chol HaMoed, but on Hedyot, a guy who's not a craftsman is allowed to sew. Now, what's the difference between the sewing of a craftsman and a non-craftsman? Hechidami Hedyot. Who's considered to be a regular Joe, as opposed to an expert? I'm a Devir, Abiyana, Kalshin, Yochal, Hotzi, Melo, Machin, Bavas, Achas. Anyone who can't do multiple stitches with one pulling of the string, if you can't do multiple stitches, you're not an Uman. You're a Hedyot. Rabbi Yosef Yechini Omar, Kol She'ini Yochel L'Chavein, Imra B'Chefes Chaluko. Anyone who cannot, when he gets to the end of the garment, it doesn't come out even. He can't make all the stitches even at the end of the garment. It's got to be even. So if you can't do that, then you're not an Uman. Now, if you are an Uman, so you have to make a Shinoi. V'ho Uman Machliv. So the Mishnah said, if you're an Uman, you have to sew in a strange way. My Machliv, Rabbi Yechini Omar, Mafsia. Every other stitch. You do every other stitch, it's a shinui, it's okay. Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar, shinei kalbasa, like the teeth of a dog. I've never really looked inside a dog's mouth recently, but apparently, a dog's teeth are irregular. Some are high, some are low, high, low. They don't go in order. So that's the way you have to sew. If you are an uman, you got to make a shinui. Misarganus hamitos. The Mishnah said, you need a bed to sleep on Chol HaMoed. So you are allowed to braid the ropes on the bed. Now, the way they used to have their beds in those times, similar to what we have in a high-rise, we have like these metal squares, you know, under high-rise, you ever see that? So you have ropes. They used to have ropes. Now, the ropes would be shesi v'arev, lengthwise and widthwise. So you'd have shesi ropes and arev ropes. So here you have a broken bed. So what are you going to do? Misargin samitos. So the Mishnah had said, Tanakama said misargin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do misargin, you can only do mematchin. Now, what's the difference between Misargin and Mematchin? Says the Gemara. My Misargin and my Mematchin. Ki Yasser Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Bavel Amar Pligi Ba, Rabbi Chibar Abav, Rabbi Asi. There's Machlokas, Rabbi Chibar Abav, Rabbi Asi, V'Tarvayu, Bishmei Dechiski, Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them explained in the name of Chisri, Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar, Misargin is Shesi V'Arev, U'Mematchin Shesi below Arev. One opinion says Misargin means you are allowed to attach both the lengthwise strings and the widthwise strings. Umematchin is shesi below Arev. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can only do the shesi without the Arev, because you could rely on that. You could lie on that. It's enough. It won't be so comfortable, but you can lie on it on Chol HaMoed. V'chanamar, misargin shesi below Arev. One opinion said that misargin means to do the lengthwise strings without the widthwise ones. Umematchin shemaya rafui mematcho. And mematchin means that, no, you have all the strings on there, but the strings, after a while, the bed began to sag. So the ropes sag down. So what you could do is you could tighten them by pulling the ropes taut. You can tighten them, but you can't attach any ropes in the first place. There is a three-way machlokas in the poskim. What is this referring to when it says misargin? So Rashi says it means you could attach the ropes l'chatchila. But there are two other opinions. The Beis Yosef is quoted as saying two different opinions. One opinion says it means no, it means that the strings were on and then they fell off. That's when you could do it. But to put strings on the chatchila, everyone holds you can't do that. And others say it means where the string was half on and half off. The chassis string was attached on one side, not on the other side. That's when you could do it. Three opinions. Anyway, says the Gemara, Inni, is this really so? The Gemara is going to ask against this second opinion. Against the second opinion that said, Misargin means shesi without arev, and mematchin means if they were sagging, you could tighten them. Is this really so? V'ha tani Rav Tachlif Barshol. Rav Tachlif Barshol taught in a brisa v'shavin. Both opinions agree. She'ein mafshil and chaval l'chatchila. That you're not allowed to create the ropes to begin with. That's the way Rashi learns. Others have a different shot of Mavshilin. They say mafshila means to attach them in chatchila, according to some of those other opinions that we said. The Torah says mafshila means attaching them to the bed. Beis Yosef explains that sirug is only permissible when it is attached to the bed. Like when it was attached and then they fell off, like I said before. Other achronim say, oh no, it's enough if one side is attached. So that's a different opinion about what this word means. So says the Gemara again. Mishavim, they both agree, she'ein mafshilin chaval mechatchila. You're not allowed to make the rope, according to one opinion, or according to Beis Yosef, you're not allowed to attach the rope lechatchila. Says Gemara, bishlom alamanda amar, but let's just learn Rashi's chat. Bishlom alamanda amar misargin is shesiv ariv. When matkan shesiv below ariv. So if you hold, the Tanakama held, you're allowed to attach the shesi and the ariv strings. And mematchin means you're allowed to attach shesi below ariv, so then I understand why I need a braisa to tell me that you cannot make the ropes lechatchila. Hanituktani, reptachli bashal, vishavin, she'im avshilin chavam lechatchila. El amat normer misargin, shesi below ariv. But if you tell me that misargin means the Tanakama was matir only shesi below ariv, no one would be matir to attach the shesi and the ariv strings. Umamatchin, she'im haya rafoy, haya mamatcho. Hashta, shesi v'ara amaslo. You tell me you're not even allowed to attach the shesi v'ariv strings. Kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to make the strings l'chadchila. Why do I need a braisa to tell me that? It should be obvious. Hashta, shesi v'ariv amaslo. Chalon l'chadchila mibayi. Do I need a braisa to tell me that you're not allowed to make the ropes l'chadchila? Obviously not. Even if you have already made ropes, you're not allowed to attach the shesi v'ariv according to everybody. So why would I need that? Says the Gemara Kashya. Now we've learned already a few times, whenever the Gemara says Kasha, it means that it's not like Tiyufta. Tiyufta, right? That is a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, and Rashbam and Bava Basra in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Kasha means that you could give an answer, just the Gemara chose not to. Tiyufta means there's no answer. Oh, so then all of a Shas, whenever it says Kasha, you have to figure out, well, what was the answer that Gemara thought really you could give over here? So, the Ritva writes as follows. The Ritva says, no, maybe you could answer it and say like this. Yeah, it's enough to put on the shesi without the arev, but you might have thought, maybe, that it's even more permissible to, if you have a bed with no ropes at all, so maybe you need somewhere to sleep, so maybe you'd be allowed to make the ropes, right? If you have shesi without arev, okay, so, but the oven you could sleep on, you have shesi without arev. So I understand that that's mutter, but I'm sorry. I understand that maybe that's usser, to do the shesi ve'arev, but you could do the shesi without the arev, or you could just tighten the ropes. I get that, but no. Even if you're going to tell me that you can't do shesi ve'arev, maybe I would think you can make the ropes lechatchila because you have nowhere to sleep. So it's tzarech hamoed. So you might have thought it's permissible kamashlo that no, you're not allowed to do that. How could you say that anyone says misargin means you could just do the lengthwise strings and not the widthwise ones? We learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Ramei Omer, Hamita Mishi Yisro Ba Shlosh Abatim, that a minimum size shear of a bed is where you have Mishi Yisro Ba. It uses that word misargin, and it says three boxes, meaning you need a minimum of three shesi and arevs. So you see clearly misargin means shesi and arev. So, of course, the Gemara always rejects when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he had a different version. Elak, Yasa, Ravin, Amar, no. But Misargin, Amar, Lo, Pligi. Misargin, everyone agrees, means Shesi and Arev, the Shesi of Arev. Elak, Ki, Pligi, Bim, Mamatchin. They only argue about what Mamatchin means, within Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, you're only allowed to do Mamatchin, you're not allowed to do Misargin. So what's that? Mar, Savar, Mamatchin, Shesi, below Arev. One opinion says Mamatchin means Shesi, Arev. Mar, Savar, Shem, Haya, Rafoi. Mimatcho, that if it was just sagging, no, you're not allowed to do the shesi without the ariv. You're not allowed to put on anything, but if it was sagging, you're allowed to tighten the shesi and the ariv. Meisive, the Gemara is going to ask against the opinion that holds that Rabbi Yossi only permits misargin. That misargin just means tightening it. We're going to ask a question against that opinion that said that mematchin, excuse me, means you can tighten it. Misagin is Amita Vein Tzarech Lom Shem Mamachin Devar Amir. Rav Meir says you're allowed to do both. Misagin and Mamachin. Rav Yossi Omer, Mamachin Avalom Misagin. Rav Yossi says you can only do Mamachin. Now, if Mamachin means to tighten it, what's the next opinion? V'yesh Omerim, Ein Mamachin Kol Iker. You're not even allowed to tighten it. What? But if it means tightening it, so what in the world are you going to sleep on? Says the Gemara. If you tell me mematchin means shesi below ariv, hainu dasi yeshom lefluge, the yeshom comes say you can't be mematchal kaliker. It means even shesi below ariv. The Rabbi Yossi was matir, he held its usher, and all you're allowed to do is tighten it. That you're allowed to do. El amadomar shemayir rafi mematchal. But if you tell me the Rabbi Yossi already said that that's the lowest level. And now you're going to tell me, you can't even tighten it? What in the world are you going to sleep on? First of all, it's not a malacha. And if you don't tighten it, you're not going to be able to sleep on anything. Says the Gemara, no. Even if you don't tighten it, you could prop it up with something else. In, no. Maybe it's usher even to tighten it. You could just put like some kalim or some pillows and blankets underneath the bed and prop it up that way. Even if it's sagging, you could prop it up differently, and b'dieved, you could do it that way. So you're not allowed to do the malacha. According to that opinion, you're not allowed to fix the bed. Even though it's a tzarech ha-moed, it's a tercha. So it's a tercha, so we don't permit it. It's a tercha. It's not called the tzarech ha-moed, because you could just as easily prop up the strings with something else. So says Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. Dibur Maskil Kevan. Kevan de Efshe Lemaluya B'mani. Mashma de Ein Mutter El Tzorach HaMoed. Right? So it's not a Tzorach HaMoed if you do it otherwise. You could just prop it up otherwise. So it's not called a Tzorach HaMoed. New Mishnah. Ma'amidin Tanor V'kirayim V'reichayim B'moed. B'moed means Cholamoed. So you... Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, what this means. Rashi says it means you're even allowed to build an oven. Tanur is an oven that holds two pots. Kirayim is an oven that holds one pot. And a Rechayim is a big grindstone, a grinding mill. So Rashi says you could build it. Tosas says, what, are you crazy? You could build it from scratch on Chol HaMoed? Even though it's for Ochel Nefesh, but you can't build. That's tremendous tircha. You should have built it Erev Yantiv. So it means, if you have one built Erev Yom Tov, you can move it into your chatzer and start using it. But not that you could build it l'chadchil. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein mechabshin esarichayim b'tchila. You're not allowed to make holes in the grindstone. We'll see what this means in the Gemara in a minute. If it's new, but you are allowed to make holes in the grindstone if it is old. Ask the Gemara, my mechabshin. What does this mean? Make holes in the grindstone, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menake Rechaya. Rabbi Yehuda says that after you use the grindstone for a long time, it gets very smooth, so it's not grinding anymore. So you could take a hammer and make some bumps in it so that it's going to grind the flour properly. Rabbi Chil Omer Bas Einu. Rabbi Chil says it means the hole in the middle of the grindstone where you poured the wheat into. Now, the Rush, in the name of the Ravid, understands that Rabbi Yechiel, who says you're allowed to make the bas eina, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it, right? Tanakhama says you're allowed to do all these things. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it. So what is it? So Rabbi Yechiel, who says you're not allowed to make the bas eina, he agrees that you're also not allowed to make the Kavachomer, that's a Maisa Hedyo. Bas Eina is a Maisa Uman. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this right. One second. Again, Rabbi Chiel says, the Bas Eina, even though it's a Maisa Uman, Tanakama is Matir, yeah. Kavachomer, Tanakama is Matir, just making the holes in the grindstone. That's the way the Rush understands. In the name of the Ravid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakam is matir only nikar harichayim, and not making the basayin. Rabbi Chiel is more lenient, even the basayin. However, in the Tosas Rashi quotes that the Ravid has a suffix about this. Maybe we could say the opposite. And maybe we should be matir the bas ayin because you can't grind without the bas ayin. But if you don't make the holes in the grindstone, you could still grind, which is not so good. So that's a machlokas two days in the Rush and the Tosas Rush and in Bidas Haravid. Does Rav Yehuda agree to Rav Yechiel, or does Rav Yechiel agree to Rav Yehuda, or do they both disagree with each other? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask against the second shot of the Bas Eina of Rav Yechiel. That's what Tanakama permits. Meisvei, ma'amid in Tanakama b'moed. You're allowed to establish the oven or the kira, another the big oven or the small oven on Chol HaMoed. Uvachlo yigmar malachton. But you're not allowed to finish off the oven on Chol HaMoed. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. No, you can even finish it off. Rabbi Yehuda and Mishmo, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, ma'abidin es hachadosha u'mechabshin es hayishana. You could do this thing called mechabshin to an old one, but you can't do mechabshin to a new one. You can't do it to any of them. Now, from the fact that it says over mechabshin by an old one, that must be making the holes, because what are you going to tell me? Making a hole, the hole to pour the wheat in? By an old one? How'd you ever use this thing if you couldn't pour any wheat into it? The hole is something that you needed in order to use the grindstone in the first place. So how can you tell me mechabshin applies to an old one? Says mechabshin menakari chaya. If you tell me it means that you're making holes in an old one, so it makes sense to do it for an old one. Elamanda amar bas eina, but if you tell me it means making the hole in the middle of it to pour the wheat into, yishana bas eina lumali. Why do you need to make a hole in an old grindstone? Hello, it had to have had a hole. How you've been using it the whole time? Says the Gemara, no. Kagon, the Gemara answers, Kagon de Kabayla Ruchi Tfei Porta. No, maybe over time, the hole got like smaller and smaller and smaller. So now it's very hard to use. So you gotta, let's say stuff got stuck in there, whatever it is. So now you gotta widen the hole. The hole always existed, but you gotta widen it. That's what we're talking about. The Tanakhama says, you're even allowed to widen the hole on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, he heard that a guy was making holes. He was taking a hammer and smashing the grindstone to make it rough again so it can grind. And he was doing that on Chol HaMoed. How could you do this? Just like you're being mechalel Chol HaMoed, your body should become mechulel. You're being mechalel Chol HaMoed. Now, says the Gemara, Savala ki yesh omrim. He holds like the Yesh Omrim in the Braisa that said, you're not allowed to do this at all. Remember, the last opinion was, Ein Mechabshin Kol Iker. Even by an old one, you're not allowed to make the holes in it. Darash Rav Chama. Rav Chama publicly gave this drasha, No Kun Rechayim B'moid. You are allowed to make holes in the grindstone, either new ones or old grindstone on Chol HaMoed. Mishur Meir Ma'afil Sus Sharachi V'lov Chama Sharachi V'lov. Even if you need to ride a horse on Chol HaMoed, Litzorech Chol HaMoed, or you go on a donkey ride, you're allowed to cut the fingernails. Mutalitalo Tziponayim Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to cut the nails of the horse or the donkey that you're going to ride on if you need it for Yadif, because if you don't cut the donkey, if you don't cut the nails of the horse, it's going to be very, very painful. The horse is going to keep tripping, and you're not going to be able to use it. So it's considered to be Tzorech HaMoed. But the donkey that would walk around and around and around in circles and was tied to the grindstone, and that's what caused the grind to the grind, low. That you're not allowed to cut his toenails on Chol HaMoed, even though you need it for grinding for Yontif, but even if he goes a few steps, that will still accomplish something. So you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Shari, L'mishkol Tofer L'chamer D'Rechaya. Rabbi Yehuda even permitted that you're allowed to cut the toenails of the donkey that was used for the grindstone. Ula ukme rechaya, he also said you're allowed to build the stones one on top of the other in the grindstone. Ula mivne rechaya, you're allowed to build it from scratch. Ula mivne amas rechaya, you're even allowed to establish the base of the rechayim. Ula mivne uria, you're also allowed to build a barn on Chol HaMoed, because if an animal doesn't have protection on Chol HaMoed, the animal's going to die, and it's a davar ha'avud. Rav shara l'siruke susaya. Rav permitted the combing of the hairs of a horse with a metal comb in order to beautify the horse on Chol HaMoed. Even though you are taking off some of the hair and you may be making a wound, And on Yontif, it's also because it's a psik resha, right? Just like, you know, many people hold, right? Are you allowed to brush your hair on Shabbos? Chumra the Month Club. Here we go, guys. Are you allowed to brush your hair on Shabbos? So Kamenetsky brushes his hair every Shabbos. You know why? Because 20 years ago, I purchased one brush, and I did a test, brand new brush. I did 5 brushes in the hair, and no hair came out in the brush. Boom! I got it made in the shade. Doesn't matter if every single time after that hair comes out of it, it's not a psik resha, it's not for sure going to pull out hair. And therefore, for the last 20 years, I've used the exact same brush. Never got a new one, used it on Shabbos. It's now attached, the top to the bottom, and it's actually attached with tape. My wife goes crazy with me, throw this thing out and buy yourself a new one. Sorry, this is my kosher brush. I'm not getting rid of this. I could even use it on Shabbos. So by an animal, it's a psik resha if you use a metal one to make a chabura. It's a psik resha. So it's usur on yontif, but you're allowed to do it on chol hamoed for the sake of the animal, for beautifying the animal.
The animal has such a complex?
No. So the Mefarshim says, Alman, that it's you need it to ride it properly. Because if it's not combed, right, it sounds like it's not appropriate for people to use it. If it's like, if the hair is all over the place, it's hard to ride. So says the Meiri, the Mishnah Berurah. It's considered to be part of what's necessity for riding. Because if it's not properly combed, Einu chashuv kol kach l'shimush b'nei adam. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I had a problem with this in my earlier shiur today also. Very interesting. Okay. So, Rav Shara L'Sruki Susaya Ulamivne Akapita. He also says you're allowed to build the trough. You're allowed to make a trough for the animals to eat. And that's a little more understandable. Ulamivne Itztava. You're allowed to even build a bench to sit on Chol HaMoed. Wow. Guess you need it. You need a bench. You need to sit on the bench. You need to eat food. You need to sit. Rava Shar the Mishkal Dama LeBehem B'chol D'Moada. Rava permitted bloodletting from an animal on Chol HaMoed. It's Rafu. I'm only Abai. Tanya the Maseilach. I found the Brisa supporting you. My keys in Dama LeBehem. There it says it. You're allowed to bloodlet an animal on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein Monin Rafu LeBehem B'chol HaShamoed. And even a Rafu that requires a Malacha, you're allowed to do refuah to an animal chol hamoed. You see, if the refuah would not require malacha, not only on chol hamoed is that permissible, but even on yontif itself, it's permissible. Take a look at Tosfos. Ve'ein monin refuah mi behema. Third Tosfos on the page. Says Tosfos, the refuah de behema sheyesh b'malacha ayre. It's talking about, probably should say nira. There's a word missing here, probably. That zion probably says add in the word nira. Yeah, nira. See that? Vav, yeah. Nira, Tosfos Shay. The refu de behema sheish b'malacha ayre. We're talking about a refu of an animal that involves a malacha. Av a refu she'ein mo'is a malacha, but a refu that there's no malacha, but there's just a gzeir, we're afraid you're going to come to make spices, right? We're afraid you're going to come, why am I not allowed to take refu on Shabbos? Why are you not allowed to take Advil on Shabbos? Ooh, Chumra the Month Club. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Unless you're like so sick that your mom is like in bed, so then you're allowed to take medicine. But if it's just, you know, you're not feeling well, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, where it's a gzeira mishum shchicha samaman, and we're afraid you're going to make medicine. But Tosfos says that's only for a human. For an animal, you're allowed to. We're not worried you're going to come to avor refuah she'emes malacha, rak gzeira mishum shchicha samanam, afilu b'shabbos, ikam an d'shav, alach kam an d'shar, ikam d'isberg ba mehema. We paskin, it's mutter for an animal, even with a malacha. I'm sorry, if it's not a malacha, obviously, if it's not a malacha. Dorash Rabbi Halach Karabi Gemara and Shabbos. Dorash Rabbi Halach Karabi Yoshia. The less legs they have, Shem Shechis Hamanim before the Behema. And other Rishonim disagree with this and say, no, there's a problem of Shechis Hamanim also by an animal. Okay. Rav Ashar Lekaskuse Kirme. Rav allowed you to wash very fine garments on Chol HaMoed. You need it for Chol HaMoed. My time up. Maisa Hed Yodhu. It's not a Maisa Uman. You could do it for Litzorach Yadav. Amar Rav Yitzhak Barami, Amar Rav Chista, kiture bire. So there was this specialized malacha. They would take shirts and make these fancy. They would tie them up with fancy knots and fancy. They would take some plants and tie them to the shirt and make fancy shirts. Asir. Keto chamoy. My time at Maisa Umanhu. That's a Maisa Uman. Amar Rava. Man de miskel ara. Someone who flattens his backyard. Adaita de beidari. If your intention is to thresh on chalamoid for the purposes of eating on chalamoid. Shari, it's permissible. Adai to the ara, but if it's to be able to plant, usir. Now, how do you know? Hey, chidami. Molya ba molya nitsa benitsa. Adai to the beidari. If you just take, you don't flatten out everything. You just like, you have a row of piles, and you flatten out the row of piles, and then you have a row of ditches, and you flatten out the row of ditches. So the piles and the ditches don't match up, but at least the piles are all matched up and the ditches are all matched up. So then you're not doing it for planting. Then it's clear you're doing it for threshing, because that's flat enough for threshing. It's not flat enough for planting. But chukum molya v'shad benitza, but if you take the hills and put it into the ditches, so it's mamish totally flat, adai to da'ara. That's for planting and that's aser. L'mar v'haman d'zachi zichei adai to d'tzivei shari. Adai to da'ara aser. If a person is gathering firewood from his backyard, if he's doing it for firewood, it's permissible. But if he's doing it to clear the yard for planting, that's aser. You're not allowed to do that on chalamoy. You're not allowed to plant on chalamoy. Hey, chidami, how do you know whether the guy's doing it for firewood or for planting? Shaka rabar vei b'shavik zutrei. If you take only the big logs that are good for firewood and you leave the little twigs, then it is adai to detzivei. Clearly you're doing it for firewood. Now, at first, I didn't get this, because every good Maganav camper knows that in order to start a fire, you need these little twigs to start it. So what's he saying? You don't need... So I thought, I was bothered by this the first time I gave this year, but the answer is, you only need a few of them. You only need a couple of them. So if you're gathering all the small twigs out of the thing, you don't need a million small twigs. You just need a couple of twigs to start it, and then you get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the way you make a fire. Every good Maganav camper knows that. Shaka Ravari Vizutri, but if you took all the big and all the small things, clearly it's not for firewood. You're clearing it to plant. Adai to Dara. Ve Amarava, Haiman de Pasach Mayal Ara. If a guy digs a channel from the river to his field, Adai to the Kavre, if he's doing it because he wants to trap the fish in his backyard, Shari, it's permissible. Adai to Dara, also, but if you're doing it to water your land, you can't do that on Chalmoy. Hey, Chidami, how do you know the difference? If you have two openings, one big one on top and a small one on the bottom, so it's made to trap the fish in the middle. But if there's only one opening and it's all spilling in there, so that's to water your field. If a guy's pruning his date palm tree, if you want to feed your animals from this stuff, it's mutter. I died to the dick loss of it. If you're trying to help the date palm tree grow better, you're not allowed to do that on a cholamoy. And how do you know the difference? Says the Gemara, hey chidami, shalku kule mechad gisi. If you took all the branches on one side, I died to the chivis. So that's to feed to the animals. Hagisi mechagisi. If you took from both sides, I died to the dick law. The asir. That's for the benefit of the tree, and that is asir. The amarava. Hani tamri tuchalne. These dates that are not fully ripened, migzarinu shari. If you split them in two to eat them, it's mutter. But maitsinu, but if you press them down to protect them from the worms long term, aser, because you're not planning on eating it on chalamoy. If papa amar kivin de misli, since they're going to get wormy, kifrakmacha havudami vishari. What do you mean? You're allowed to do it on chalamoy. It's a davar avud. You're going to lose them. So it's a davar avod, it's mutter. Ve'amar Rava, prakmachia kolshu aser. To buy merchandise for sale in chalamoid is aser, because it's a tircha. Aviz baravenu, v'davar ha'avod, mutter. But if you're going to lose money, it's mutter. Now, Tosis here quotes a very fundamental machlokus. Is davar ha'avod, is this only if you're going to lose money, or even if you don't, if you're going to lose out on the ability to make money? That's a huge difference. Take a look at Tosis for a minute. Prakmachia Kolshu, second to the last Tosis on the page. Sorry, last tells on the page. Uvdavar avod mutter. Pirish, bedarashim lo yim karena, ata, if you don't sell it now, shem lo yim karena yofe, pa'amacheres, v'yafsid min akeren. You're going to lose from the value of that which you have. Avalim lo yafsid min akeren. But if you're not going to lose the original value, el shelo yarviach kolkach, you just won't make money on the deal. That's not a davar avod. And kavachomer likno schora, to buy something new. Maybe it'll be the same price after Yontif. But to buy wine in the middle of Yontif, some say it's usser. Even though you're not going to find cheaper, but you'll find more expensive, that's not called a davar avod. So that's a big question. What's a davar avod called? Machlokas Yerusham. Not everybody agrees to this, Tosis. The Rishonim. Hold on a minute. Nechlko or Rishonim. Haim Hefsed Harvacha. Losing out on being able to make money. Is that Davar Avod or no? It's only Davar Avod when you're going to lose money. Tosis writes, it's only permissible that if you don't, to sell something on Chol HaMoed, that if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose from the original value. But if you're not going to lose, you're just going to make less. That's not a davar avod. That's what Tosa says. The Ritva says, even if you're going to just lose a little bit, it's a davar avod, according to Tosas. However, the Ritva writes, no, some disagree and say that since it's now in your rishus, and you could sell it and make a lot of money, the fact that you're going to make 10,000 today, if you sell it after Chol HaMoed, you're going to make only 5,000. That's a davar avod. Oh. Let's continue. Ravina Havalahu Isko Davim Mizdab Mishisa Alfe. Ravina had a certain business deal and he could sell it for 6,000. Now, this must have been an apartment in Mishkafayim in Ramat Beit Shemesh, because 6 hours later the price already doubled. Unbelievable. So he could have sold it Chol HaMoed for 6,000, but he was a holy yid. I said, I'm not going to sell something Chol HaMoed. So he waited till after Chol HaMoed, he sold it for double. See, when you listen to the Chacham and we listen to the rabbis, you always make money off of that. If you're going to listen to the rabbis and do it honestly the right way, so he wanted to listen, he didn't want to sell Chol HaMoed. So by the time Yontif was over, it was already doubled in price. Ravina Havalei Ahu Yiskadav Mizdav Mishisa Alfa. He was going to make 6,000. Shai Lizbun Abasa Chol HaDemoada said, but he didn't want to sell it. So he waited till after Chol HaMoed. Zavni Betreser Alfa. It doubled in value. He sold it for 12,000. Ravina Havalei Masik Zizbun Akra Deshanvasa. Ravina was owed money by the people of this place called Akra de Shanvasa. Asa lekame de Rav Ashi. Amale. Ma'ala mezal idna lai. Can I go visit them in Chol HaMoed to collect my debt? Because after Yontif, I'm not going to be able to find them. I may never collect. Amale. Kevin de ha'idna hu de mishkagas. Since they're home now. B'yom echin lo mishkagas. You never know when you're going to find them. Kefrak machi ha'avud ami vishari. It's like a davar avud. If you're only going to find them in Chol HaMoed, so you're allowed to go collect it now. It's a davar avud. And therefore, it's mutter to go and collect your debt on Chol HaMoed because you don't know whether you're going to be able to collect it. I mean, this is collection of a debt. It's for sure davar avod, right? You lent the guy money, so it's your own money. So collection of debt is permissible on Chol HaMoed if you don't know if you're going to be able to find the guy after Yontif. We will stop here. Everyone should have a great night. Tomorrow morning, Bez Hashem, Daf Yomi, 6:25 Mountain Time and 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Reb Mordechai, we were able to take water and make it into wine today. What do you hold?
Rabbi, this was some sweet tasting wine, Rabbi. Sweet.